Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, Text 34, which is the last text in the chapter. Bhavavatyesha Satvena Loka Phi Loka Bhavanaha Lilavataranurato Deva Tirya Naradishu Bhavavatya Shasatvena Lokanvai Loka Bhavanaha Lilavataranurato Devatirya Naradishu Bhavayatyesha Satvena Lokanvai Loka Bhavanaha Lilavataranurato Devatirya Naradishu Bhavayatyesha Satvena Lokanvai Loka Bhavanaha Lilavataranurato Devatirya Naradishu Bhavayatyesha Satvena Okavai Bhavavavana Avataranurato Disha Bhavayatyesha Satvena Bhokavai Bhavavana Lilavatara Nurato Antirya Naradishu Bhavayatyesha Satvena Ravai Vavavana Vilavatara Nurato Evatirya Naradishu Vaishnavis Bhavayatyesha Satvena Lokanvai Lokabhavana Vilavatara Nurato Yanaradishu Bhavayatyesha Satvena Lokanvaloka Bhavana. Nilavatara Nurato. Raninsu. Bhavayati. Maintains. Eshaha. All these. Sattvena. In the mode of goodness. Loka. All over the universe. Vai. Generally. Loka Bhavanaha. The master of all the universes. Leela. Pastimes. Avatara. Incarnations. Anurataha. Assuming the role. Deva. The demigods. Tiryak. Lower animals. Naradishu. In the midst of human beings. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, the Lord of the universes maintains all planets inhabited by demigods, men, and lower animals, assuming the roles of incarnations. He performs pastimes to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness. Purport. There are innumerable material universes, and in each and every universe there are innumerable planets inhabited by different grades of living entities and different modes of nature. The Lord, Vishnu, incarnates Himself in each and every one of them and in each and every type of living society. He manifests His transcendental pastimes among them, and to create the desire to go back to Godhead. The Lord does not change His original transcendental position, but He appears to be differently manifested according to the particular time, circumstance, and society. Sometimes He incarnates Himself or empowers a suitable living being to act for Him. But in either case, the purpose is the same. The Lord wants the suffering living beings to go back home, back to Godhead. The happiness which the living beings are hankering for is not to be found within any corner of the innumerable universes and material planets. The eternal happiness which the living being wants is obtainable in the kingdom of God. But the forgetful living beings, under the influence of the material modes, have no information of the kingdom of God. The Lord, therefore, comes to propagate the message of the kingdom of God, either personally as an incarnation or through His bona fide representative as the good Son of God. Such incarnations or sons of God are not making propaganda for going back to Godhead only within the human society. Their work is going on in all types of societies among the demigods and those other than human beings. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Divinity and Divine Service. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this purport and in the verse itself, there's the amazing statement that the Lord incarnates in all different species of life. It's a very amazing statement to consider, you know, once. And there's a kind of a related point also. One devotee, actually Rameshwar Prabhu, was having a conversation with Srila Prabhupada, and he mentioned this point that the Lord is appearing or incarnating in all the different species. And Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, the Lord does, and that's why there are so many different species, because the Lord is the original form of all these different species. And he makes that point more directly in his purport to a verse in the third canto where the sage Maitreya is talking about the boar incarnation of the Lord, Varaha. And Maitreya Muni calls Lord Varaha Adi Sukara, the original boar. Srila Prabhupada translates it in his synonyms as the origin of the boar species. And in the purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada says that there are 8,400,000 species of life, and the Lord is the original form of all of them. That's why he was called, in this case, Adi Sukara, the original boar. And in general, he's the Adi Purusha, the original form. Srila Prabhupada cites the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadyasya Yataha, from me, everything is coming. From Krishna, everything is coming. Or in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matas Sarvam Pravartite. So, some interesting concepts there. But the point that's being made in this verse is that the Lord incarnates in all these different species of life. And this is the point that, you know, there's a similar verse in the third canto spoken by Lord Brahma. There's another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the seventh canto where Prahlad Maharaj says the same thing, using basically the same terminology that's found in this verse, Devatirya Naradishu. You know, the Lord appears among the human societies, the demigod societies, and all the different species that are lower than human, the Tiryas, Tiryan. So that point is made several places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the next point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport is, you know, the happiness which the living beings are hankering for is not to be found within any corner of the innumerable universes and material planets. So everyone is searching after happiness, but they don't know the right place to search for happiness. Srila Prabhupada tells a story of a man. He was told, if you chew sugar cane, you can experience a very nice, sweet taste. So the man didn't know what sugar cane actually was. So he said, well, what is this sugar cane? So the person told him, well, it sort of looks like bamboo, a stalk of bamboo. So the man went out and he got a piece of bamboo and started chewing on it. Not a very nice taste. So you actually, I mean, the soul is aspiring for pleasure. It's searching for pleasure in the material world, but as Srila Prabhupada said, it's not really to be found there. It's to be found in the spiritual energy. Yeah, we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, which is composed of the words Hare Krishna and Rama. So Srila Prabhupada many times says that this word Rama refers to spiritual pleasure. And he cites a verse from the Padma Purana. It's quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani. So ramante means they enjoy unlimitedly. Anante, the yogis enjoy unlimitedly. Satyananda. Satya means real or truthful. Ananda means pleasure. So Satyananda means they're enjoying the real pleasure. And what is that real pleasure? Chidatmani, the pleasure that comes, the spiritual pleasure that comes from the chid potency within. So that is the real pleasure. And there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 21, which also deals with this topic. Bayasparshesh asaktatma. Bayasparshesh means the pleasure that comes from the contact of the senses with the external sense objects. Asaktatma, the self-realized soul, is not attracted to or attached to that kind of pleasure. Vindanti atmani yat sukham. The self-realized soul is attracted to the pleasure that comes from within in the state of trance. So brahma yoga yuktatma. And what does that come from? Brahma yoga, yuktatma. So brahma yoga means the contact of the soul with the supreme soul. And that is the real definition of yoga. Yuktatma, linking the soul with the supreme soul. And what is the result of that? Sukham akshayam ashnute. Sukham means pleasure. Akshayam means indestructible or unlimited. Chaya means limited or being subjected to destruction. So sukham akshayam ashnute. So the self-realized soul relishes the pleasure that comes from within, from developing the relationship of the soul with the supreme soul, Krishna. And in one of his lectures on this verse, 521 from Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains this means the rasa dance. Sabrahma Yoga Yukdatma, that means the rasa dance, because Krishna is Anandamaya Vyasat, full of transcendental pleasure, and the soul connected with Krishna is also sharing in that unlimited spiritual pleasure. So that is what the devotees strive after. Yehi samsparsha jabo gan dukkha yoni. Prabhupada says this dukkha yoni means the mother of all miseries, the pleasure that comes from the contact of the material senses with the material sense objects is dukkha yonaya. It means the source of all misery. But as I said, Srila Prabhupada in some places translates it as the mother of all miseries. So the devotees of the Lord are not deluded by that. They're always enjoying the transcendental pleasure that comes from awakening the original relationship of the soul with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti Karya Udai. That eternal love for Krishna, prema, which is the supreme pleasure, the ultimate pleasure, is eternally there within the heart of each living entity. It simply has to be uncovered, reawakened by Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti, by the processes of hearing and chanting and remembering and glorifying and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that original prema, love for Krishna, that's when the heart will come out, when the consciousness is purified, by these processes. Cheto darpana marjanam. So that is real happiness. So once Srila Prabhupada was having a series of conversations with Shyamasundara Prabhu about different philosophers. They were going through all the different philosophers, and Srila Prabhupada was analyzing them and critiquing them. So there was one philosopher, an English philosopher from the 18th century, from the Enlightenment, so-called Enlightenment period. They were discussing, named Jeremy Bentham. And this Bentham, he wrote about happiness. And he had something he called the calculus of hedonism. It was a system for analyzing pleasure. And he had seven criteria for judging pleasure. And one of them was intensity. How intense is the pleasure? Duration. How long does this pleasure last? And he had other criteria like certainty. What is the likelihood that if you try for this pleasure, you're actually going to get it? And proximity would be, and how long will this take? Will it come quickly, very easily, or will it take a long time and be very hard to get? And then productivity. When you've got it, then what will come from that? More pleasure, ever-increasing pleasure, or something else? And then purity. Is it mixed with anything else besides pleasure? And finally, extent. I mean, how many people does this benefit? So Srila Prabhupada said, this is very good. These are very good criteria. We can accept this. And if you accept these definitions, we can understand there's no pleasure in the material world. You know, because, you know, in terms of intensity, the great acharyas described that the pleasure of devotional service is millions and millions of times greater than even the pleasure of Brahman and personal realization. What to speak of material pleasures, which Krishna says are simply dukkha yonaya, source of misery. Duration. How long does any material pleasure actually last? Not very long. Certainty. How certain is it? Like, it would be nice to win the lottery. You know, that would make a person happy. You know, to win hundreds of millions of dollars. But how likely is that? Or people aspire for all kinds of happiness. You know, to be a million-selling musician. And thousands and thousands of people try. But how likely is it? And how long does it take? And is it mixed with unhappiness? Yeah, but you analyze according to these criteria, you'll see, Srila Prabhupada says, no pleasure in the material world. But if you apply the same criteria to spiritual pleasure, yes, it meets all those criteria. So in the material world, there's only suffering. You know, once Srila Prabhupada in 1966 in New York, you know, he was discussing this point with a student. You know, who came to one of his Bhagavad Gita lectures and was asking some questions. And the student said, I don't understand what the material universe is. And Srila Prabhupada said, it's only suffering. And he asked the student, are you happy? You're in the material world. Are you happy? And the student said, well, sometimes I'm happy and sometimes not. And Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes happy is just your imagination. It's an illusion. Said, like, a man is sick. He's lying in the hospital. He's going to die. And you ask him, how are you? And he says, I'm feeling fine. I'm fine. Or, you know, we can just think I was meditating, thinking myself. People sometimes ask me, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm here in a material body, in the material world, in a material body subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. I'm in the material world subject to all kinds of miseries. Adiyatmic miseries, miseries coming from the mind and body. Adibhautic miseries, miseries coming from other living entities. Adidaivic miseries coming from the demigods, hurricanes, earthquakes. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm fine. I'm here in the association of devotees, I've been given the opportunity to take up the process of devotional service. But am I really serious about it? Or being as serious as I could be? No. But still, I think I'm fine. Thank you very much. So, you know, the conversation continued with the student. And Srila Prabhupada said, you don't know what real happiness is. There are just so many miseries here, like old age. You're being forced to become old. And the student said, I'm not being forced. it's just another condition of life. Prabhupada said, no, you're being forced. And it's miserable. And the student said, I don't think it's miserable. And Prabhupada said, that's because you're a young man. You just ask any old man, he'll tell you. You can ask me. Is it miserable? Yes. So, and then this Prabhupada asked the student, what about death? Do you think that's fun? Do you think that's happiness? And the student said, well, I haven't experienced it. Sri Prabhupada said, yes, you have. You've experienced it millions and millions of times. And just because you've forgotten it doesn't mean it's not miserable. And the student was saying, well, it's going to happen to everybody. Prabhupada said, just because something's going to happen to everybody doesn't mean it's not miserable. You know, just like you can think, like, you know, the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico, it affected everybody who's there. Just because it affected everybody doesn't mean it's not miserable. So the incarnations of the Lord are coming to remind people of the higher spiritual happiness that's available in the spiritual world, and to remind them that, yes, this material happiness is not ever going to satisfy you. The happiness that you want, as Srila Prabhupada said, cannot be found in any corner of this material planet and this material universe. So I'll stop there. Any question or comment?
Thank you, Prabhu. When Krishna incarnates in the lower than human species, is he doing so for the benefit of the human species, like in the cases of Matsya, Kaurma, Varaha, or is he doing it for the benefit of those lower species? If so, practically speaking, how does that work? How does he benefit them?
Okay, I can only go as far as what I know from Srila Prabhupada, and he says here, and this, that he's doing it for the benefit of those different species. Now, exactly how that happens, I don't know, because I can't really say, you know, with any statement from Guru, Shastra, or Sadhu, exactly how it's happening. But I accept that it's happening somehow or other. It's, you know, he's appearing in those species somehow or other in ways that benefit the members of those species. That's directly stated here and in other places. Exactly how it goes on, I can't say. Something else. Did you have something?
About the same.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.